You can build an outdoor fire pit with like zero paperwork. But the exact second you add a chimney, suddenly the government demands a legally registered architect. Welcome to this custom deep dive, where our mission today is to decode the City of Cape Town's Building Development Management Booklet and the National Building Regulations from 1977. We are basically unpacking the hidden rules of building approval so you can, avoid costly fines or even a devastating demolition order on your next project. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because usually we just assume building regulations only trigger when hammers actually start swinging and cement gets poured.
Right. Yeah, this is a huge misconception. The regulatory reality is it's actually less about the physical bricks and, entirely about intention and usage.
Which, I mean, it really reminds me of a software license. Like, you buy a computer, right? That's the physical hardware. But if you try to run some massive commercial server on a personal use license, you completely violate the agreement. The physical hardware didn't change at all, but the way you were using the program means you need a brand new agreement.
Exactly. That is exactly it. The city applies that exact same logic. I
Yeah.
mean, what's fascinating here is you can convert your house into flats without doing a single physical renovation. But because you fundamentally changed the property's use, you absolutely must get official approval.
Oh, wow. And then conversely, a tiny physical change can trigger this massive regulatory cascade. Like, back to that Bri example. An open fire pit is totally fine, but you add a chimney, and suddenly you need an architect registered with SAPAP, the National Regulatory Board, just to draw up the plans.
Yeah, because a chimney introduces, structural variables and fire safety dynamics that an open pit just doesn't have. So the city strictly protects those variables during the planning phase.
Right, but there's a massive disconnect here, though. Wait, if the city is so strict about approving a simple chimney drawing, surely their inspectors are monitoring the site's safety and like the construction quality every single day.
No, not at all. That is a very dangerous illusion. People treat the building inspector like they're a free project manager. But in reality, they only perform three highly specific checks during the entire process.
Wait, seriously, only three? What are they?
Just foundation trenches, a drainage test once the plumbing is actually installed, and then a final completion check. That is it.
Why just those three? I mean, it feels like they're skipping the entire actual build.
Well, because the city is really only policing irreversible structural and sanitary failures. Once concrete is poured into a trench or, over a sewer pipe, it's way too late to fix a catastrophic error. Everything else is basically cosmetic or a civil liability.
So who is checking the rest of it?
By law, under the Occupational Health and Safety Act, daily quality control and site safety fall entirely on the property owner and the contractor. The city washes its hands of that.
Oh man, since the city isn't actively policing site safety or daily construction quality, all that chaos naturally spills over the property line. So who actually deals with the fallout of that unregulated daily build? I mean, it's the people living 3 feet away.
Right, the neighbors. And the neighbor dynamic is actually this weird legal paradox. On one hand, you face strict noise curfews, so no unreasonable noise after 18.0 on weekdays, and absolutely no work on Sundays or public holidays.
Yeah, and you even need a special permit just to put a temporary builder shed on the pavement, right?
Exactly. So they strictly control the nuisance factors. But then, surprisingly, you actually have no legal duty to inform your neighbors that you're building at all. Unless, of course, you are applying for a deviation.
Wait, so unless I'm like building over a boundary line, I don't even have to tell the person next door, I can just start digging.
You can literally just start digging. Because the zoning scheme already dictates what you are entitled to do. As long as you stay within the pre-approved software license of your property, your neighbors actually have no legal standing to object to you exercising your rights.
Wow. So what does this all mean? It really means that you, as the property owner, are the ultimate legal guardian of your property's footprint.
Yeah, precisely. The city sets the rules of the software and they check the final installation, but you are the one writing the code, managing the bugs, and carrying all the liability. It's a heavy but, necessary responsibility if you want to alter your environment.
Which leaves us with one final lingering thought for you to chew on. This entire local government process is still deeply anchored in the 1977 Building Standards Act. I mean, it was built for a world of slow brick and mortar timelines. So how will these rigid legal frameworks cope when rapid automated tech, like 3D printed neighborhood homes, bypasses traditional construction timelines entirely? If your new house's hardware is printed over a single weekend, how does an inspector from 1977 even know when to check the trench?